Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. On this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I talk about the point of sale trend and how it's creating new options to allow online stores to sell in person. Over the last few decades, one of the biggest trends in business involves stores that started in physical locations migrating to an online environment. We're now witnessing the opposite trend, in which stores that started as online-only operations are now looking for ways to do business in person. Point-of-sale services provide both the hardware and software to enable this to happen. It involves a lean, mobile setup that provides online stores with the freedom to connect with customers in physical locations. On this episode, you'll hear why online stores even care about point of sale, what the options are, why merchants should consider new cloud point of sale solutions, and who we like best and why. If you do business online but would like the freedom to set up shop in person, then you won't want to miss this episode on point of sale. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma.
Chris, welcome back to the podcast. Good to see you again, man.
It is good to see you.
Thank you. All right, so we're talking about point of sale options today. Before we jump into why we should care about it, what is point of sale real quick?
So the most common model for point of sale people think about is the specific server that used to be deployed in the back office of a retail shop connected to the cash registers that were in that retail shop. So it is a dynamic that is tied to retail. It's a physical computer that would run the software. It was actual software, it was fixed. And that came with a bunch of challenges, right? Like in the old days, if you wanted to change your catalog, you had to go to that server and that software and you had to change the catalog to make sure that you had the right new SKUs embedded in there. And then that would present itself in all the cash registers, all the terminals. And then if you wanted to update that software, that new features, you often paid a maintenance fee to the big companies to get another version of the software. You might even need to buy more hardware. Often the terminals themselves and what you processed payment with were physical devices that you rented and you had to pay fees for. So that's the old days of point of sale, but think of point of sale as the full system related to your physical checkout. So, you know, what used to be a cash register with, you know, some piece of, you know, a screen next to it that showed all the items, and then they go, you've seen people click on it and they you know, do your checkout, and then they're like, okay, stick your card in that little terminal and then we'll print out a receipt. The receipt, the cash register to ring it up if it was cash, the screen and the software were all the point of sale.
Okay. So why do online stores care about this then?
So for the longest time they didn't. Right? The worlds were completely unrelated, right? So if you're a store builder who has never ever had to touch point of sale, you might have been in the game for 10, 15 years and never had a customer ask you for anything. But what we're seeing more and more often is that someone says, yeah, I have an online store, but I also want to sell at the swap meet, or I also want to sell at my son's baseball games, or I also want to sell wherever, outside the movie theater, whatever it is, right? You want to sell physical. And the moment you go to physical and you got to transact, all of a sudden you're like, this is going to get complicated really fast. Because there's inventory, right? Like let's say I'm selling candy bars or I'm selling mugs, right? Not candy bars. They might dissipate. I might eat them all. But you're talking about like physical mugs and you're like, well, I sell these mugs from my house. So that's the inventory that I sell via online channel. But now I'm selling it physically. And now I need to, every time I sell a physical mug in person, I have to take that out of the inventory so that the online web store doesn't sell the same one twice, right? So inventory becomes an issue. Also, how am I collecting money, right? It's one thing if I'm saying, get your mug, it's $5, and people pay me cash. But if they want to run a credit card, I need some sort of terminal. I need some sort of exchange. I need to run a card. And then I need to print out a receipt. And so all of a sudden, you start getting into these, how do I do mobile commerce, even if I'm also doing online commerce, right? And then you get, oh my gosh, I started selling more and more that I might be in a physical location like a mall in a kiosk. And I still don't have a place to put a server. And I don't want a server. And I don't want all that infrastructure. So over time, what we've seen is that retail themselves have wanted a better solution. And so retail started shifting to a new kind of point of sale called a cloud POS. So we saw that introduction of cloud POSs. And then we turn around and watch as online stores who may have started online. So for the longest time, we've seen an offline store who is told, you got to go online. So you start with your main system and then you add an online component. Now we're seeing people who started online only and have been online for 4 years, and now they want to sell in physical locations, right? And so now they're going offline. And when you go offline, you're going to need a point of sale. That cloud point of sale is a better solution than ever before. But now you also got to navigate the nuances related to, like, what happens when you're in an industry where everyone expects that the retail is the first and main store and the online is an additional channel versus right. Online is my main channel and the swap meet is an additional channel, right?
Sure,
so you
sure.
Flip it, and sometimes the cloud POS software doesn't have the same assumptions, right? So then you have to dig into, well, tell me what this means or how it works so that I can navigate all that.
Okay. Wow, that's really interesting. I hadn't heard about that. That's a fascinating trend. So yeah, so moving from this online option only to kind of this physical in-store, what options should we be considering or looking at to make that?
So there's a lot of players in the space. So you likely would hear, if you were looking for a cloud-based POS, you might find a company called Vend at vendhq.com. They are one of the players out there. They got a lot of stuff going on. Very, you know, very interesting. They're helping a lot of retail with this new cloud POS. But then, of course, they also understand that some of these folks are going to go online. Lightspeed is another one. They're at lightspeedhq.com. And Lightspeed is like, hey, we recognize that e-commerce is a thing. And so not only do you want to sell in the physical realm, you also want to be able to sell online. And some of these tools are starting to figure out, so how do we synchronize this stuff?
Yeah. Right?
How do we make sure that, you know, not only is inventory synchronized, but what about customers, right? What is how do we navigate the world where a customer buys online and the customer comes in to a physical location, right? Do they have to have two records of the customer, or can it be one record, right? The most famous of all is Square. I think Square is the one who got into the game of, like, let's focus on merchants who are not in a physical retail store, people who have coffee carts and people who have kiosks in malls and people who sell the swap meet. How do we help all these people collect money, right? So they started with the little, like, you know, stick it in my phone, swipe, and I can collect money. And then they added, you know, the chip card readers, and then they added the point of sale display where you can have a catalog. So I think, you know, a lot of people, store builders, have heard of and hear customers say, hey, I have Square, but I also have this online store. How do I bring them together? There's another one called Clover at clover.com. So those are, I mean, there's a bunch of, these are all relatively new because the cloud POS space is relatively new, right? And by relatively, I mean over several years. But if you're a store builder, knowing who the players are and understanding how they work is the first step in this, right? And then, of course, the next step is figuring out, okay, what are the nuances? What are the things, especially if you're going from online first and then coming to offline, what are the things we have to pay attention to, right? In the point of sale in the physical world, if you run a physical store, you have a register. And you know that you have to close that register. You have to turn it off Mm-hmm. You have to disengage it from the system in order for a bunch of the accounting things to transpire, right? Because you're like, okay, we're turning off the register. All of us have been to a store where we walk up to a register and they go, oh, no, I'll help you over here, right? And they point us to another register because that register is closed and another register is open. And you know that there's a process accounting-wise when the register closes that now you can run the numbers. How much did you sell? How many different sales? How much revenue came in? They run those reports when the register is closed. But can you ever really close a register when you're selling online? I mean, you don't turn the web store off. You don't say you can't buy it at 10 p.m. So some of these systems say, oh, no, hold on a second. You can't tie your e-commerce store to the register that is the physical register in the store because I need to close that register off. So now we have to create a third register. So you have two registers in the store and now you have a third register that stays open that is the e-commerce store. So those are little things store builders just have to get their head around so that they can help their customers understand. You'll have customers who show up and say, okay, but I want to use this payment gateway. Well, the payment gateways, the transactions online and the ones offline may be different and often have different rates. And so as a store builder, you can't say, oh, we'll just use Stripe, right? Like, no, that Stripe rate may be higher than what you were getting out of your retail point of sale. And so understanding some of those nuances. And then, of course, even with Square, you have a process of, you have to put the catalog, and this is for every point of sale. You have to import the catalog so that the catalog is in the physical device where you say, ooh, you want to get the blue shirt or you want to get the 42-inch bicycle or, like it has to be in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And that inventory, that product catalog, all that stuff needs to be in. And if it's a cloud point of sale, you go, that's great. That's an easy way to keep it synchronized and managed. But how does that relate to your online store? So does that mean your online store has its own catalog and then your point of sale, your cloud point of sale has another catalog? Often what you discover is like Lightspeed or Vend will say, oh, we're the system of record. And so we're going to push our catalog over to the e-commerce store, but that's because it's retail first, right? You may want a different system that starts e-commerce first and says, no, I want my catalog in the e-commerce world to push down to my point of sale. And so you start getting into some of those nuances and challenges that store builders need to understand to be able to say, okay, here's the nuances of what it means to deploy a cloud POS.
Okay. So I just kind of want to what I'm picturing is kind of a vendor who's going to like a farmer's market or kind of like a pop-up shop. Are we talking about kind of like a lean mobile point of sale setup here in terms of like the tech and the gear?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I think every one of these guys is looking at really lightweight tech. They don't want to carry, if you need more than a backpack, we've made a mistake, right? Like you'll see some of these guys are, Square has a dedicated, looks like an iPad. You've probably been in a store where they have it and the screen flips around and it faces you. You can sign and then it flips back. But it's a physical device that has the screen and the card reader all in one, right? Other people have literally affixed an iPad and they put the software on the iPad and they put the iPad on a stand and they wire it closed and they go, that's it. And they have a mobile device. There's a guy that comes to our house once a month that sells us food from a frozen truck, right? The Schwan's company. And I don't know if you've ever seen these guys, but they drive in a Schwan's, truck around and they have a warehouse with a bunch of frozen food. And then they take orders in advance, whatever. But what I love is every time I pay, this guy has a little tiny mobile processor. He swipes the card through. It is 4, maybe 5 inches tall. It hangs on his belt and it is both the card swiper and it prints a receipt, right? So he's like his own, he has a truck, he has stuff in it. He's going to hand me that stuff. I'm going to give him a card and he's going to go swipe. It prints out. He's here, sign this. I sign it and he's on his way, right? So the gear is always mobile. It's lightweight. You have ones that are screens. You have ones that are just handhelds. Some of them look like a phone. Some of them are longer than a phone. Others are shorter. But you're definitely looking at lightweight gear that people can then take this on the go.
Okay, great. Great. So you've mentioned kind of the cloud point of space solution so far. Is that kind of the way that you recommend people go?
Yeah, cloud point of sale is where it's at.
Okay.
And you know, I think, you know, for many, many people, Vend and Lightspeed and Square and Clover are all really good. I have a favorite that's different. That's because I work a lot with WooCommerce stores. And so I've been playing with a company called Oliver POS. And Oliver POS goes a whole nother level beyond what many of these others do, in that Oliver POS is e-commerce first, retail second, right? So it starts with the idea that you have a WooCommerce store already. It imports your WooCommerce store to the tablet in terms of product catalog without creating another catalog. It is pulling it from your WooCommerce store natively. So it doesn't introduce a new third-party system of record like the others do. Mm-hmm. It's like, nope, I went up, grabbed your stuff. Any change you make to your WooCommerce store is also made in the point of sale. And then, and it has lots of different devices and printers and card readers, and it has all that. But then it adds a whole nother component in terms of adaptability. It introduces an app marketplace to put apps into your checkout flow for physical retail. So think about it this way, right? Let's say that I have my worst employee that goes to the farmer's market, not my best employee. Right? Not my best employee who knows how to navigate everything. I'm talking about my worst employee. And they set up their little, you know, here's a table of fruit. And then here's my little POS. And I have the screen and I have the checkout and all the products that I'm going to sell. Great. Now, so-and-so walks up to me and says, oh, I want to buy these apples. And I go to swipe their card. And that pulls up the record of the customer. And it says, this customer has made 5 weeks in a row purchases. So we want you to automatically give them a 20% coupon off. But that's a little app. It's a little app that just is designed for look at the customer's online and offline purchases, synchronize them, check it out. And if they have more than 4 weeks of purchases, then offer this coupon, right?
Yeah.
And so it pops up on the screen and the person just reads it to him and says, oh, Mr. Chris, thank you so much for being a consistent buyer. We've given you 20% off today's order, right? You don't need them to think through that or evaluate that or go check on it, whether we have a coupon for them. It's integrated. Okay. Imagine on the flip side, you're doing something where you do delivery, right? So you sell you have a small boutique bike shop. And sometimes you don't sell at the physical bike shop. Sometimes you're out in other places like a swap meet and you sell bikes. And you have an option for, we will assemble the bike for you and we will deliver it for you, right? Yeah. So what do? You say delivery is, let's say you're selling bikes that cost $500. Delivery is $50. It's $50 is $50. But when should you make delivery free? Right? It might not be a coupon. It might be a quantity of bikes that are in your order. You can build a little app, right, that ties into the purchase or ties into what's in the cart right then. You're writing a little bit of code and you drop it in, right? Again, it's this little app. You drop it in and it says, oh, you have more than three items, each which is over $400. So all delivery for you is free, right?
Okay.
So it allows us to adapt the interaction between the merchant and the customer by data that is either in the current transaction or in the cloud, the e-commerce transactions in the past, or a combination of the two. And then you can use all that data and write whatever code you want and present whatever UI you want so that the person who's doing the checkout can actually navigate through that without having to be brilliant, right?
Okay.
That custom apps on a POS is a whole nother level of kind of an adaptive cloud-based solution. So
that's great. And that's great that they're coming from that e-commerce background online first. So
yeah,
that's great. Awesome. Chris, that was fantastic. Thanks so much.
Take care.
All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today. on the point of sale trend and how it's enabling online stores to sell in person. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.